Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack plans to release its report on December 21st. At this point, the details are a mystery, even for the multiple book publishers hoping to rush it to print. NPR's Andrew Limbong explains why there's a mad dash to publish this information, even though it'll be accessible for free online.
Dennis Johnson is the co-founder of Melville House, one of at least six book publishers who've announced they'll be releasing the January 6th report. But he doesn't have any inside scoops on what the report will contain.
It's a public document paid for by the citizens of the United States. And we just, like everybody else, wait for it to show up on the government's website as a PDF, most likely.
Hopefully it's a high-quality PDF that's searchable and isn't formatted all weird. And also, hopefully, it isn't too long.
If it's a 6,500-page report with, 10,000 pages of transcripts, yeah, I'm gonna let somebody else publish that. I'm going to hold them to it. I'm going to make Penguin or whoever it was live up to their promise to publish it.
Or HarperCollins or Hachette or Macmillan. It takes a lot of work to get a book from PDF to page. There's the layout, the typesetting. If there are a bunch of redactions, that can be a whole other can of worms. But for Johnson, he sees it as a public good, to solidify the public record in a way that's more accessible than a hard-to-read document at the bottom of some government website. It's also a way to make sure things don't go unnoticed. In 2014, the Senate released the Torture Report, their investigation into the CIA's detention and interrogation program. It was an unassuming drop a few weeks before Christmas.
It just appeared. Nobody knew it was coming. And obviously it was an attempt to kind of squash the impact of the report. And it was such an important document that we literally worked around the clock. We had staff in 24 hours a day for a little over a week, laying it out and actually making the book.
There's also the chance that the book could be a huge hit.
It's not very often that a government report, has the opportunity to reach this many Americans.
That's Craig Warren, English professor at Penn State. In 2007, he published an article in the Journal of American Studies about the 9/11 Commission report and its impact on the American reading public.
Most government reports read like the instruction manual to a microwave oven. They're really tedious. They're stilted. They are dry. They usually use really technical language. When the 9/11 report was published in the summer of 2004, it didn't sound anything like that.
It was written with a sense of narrative thrust, of drama, and Americans devoured it, making it a bestseller. Of course, the January 6th report is entering a very different America. Some publishers are choosing to include their version of the document with a foreword. The one from HarperCollins will be by MSNBC anchor Ari Melber. The Penguin Random House version includes a foreword by Congressman Adam Schiff. Skyhorse is publishing one with a foreword from a President Trump ally named Darren Beatty, whose website regularly publishes election denial conspiracies. Dennis Johnson from Melville House is opting to release theirs without an introduction at all.
Because we think the document should speak for itself and that people can read this. We can have a little faith in the average American reader to take this primary material and assess it for themselves.
Could the report heal the political fractures in this country? Sure. Will it? Who knows? But either way, it'll be a part of history. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.